Oh, would you like to do me one? No. Go on. Or do me a small cup of tea then, please. Hello, this is my advent calendar. 2016, door 23. And I'm going to have my probably one and only piece of chocolate of the Christmas period. And it's going to be a Christmas decoration off the Christmas tree. But I can't find the one I want. I want a Christmas pudding. Because I'm not having any of that either. And Rona's making a gingerbread latte, but yeah. And darling, are you happy today?
Why not? I'm starving.
He is upset because
I'm not upset.
We've got all this food in the fridge, and I said he can't eat any of it till Christmas.
Hold up. Before you carry on,
he's had a double breakfast.
Hold up! Don't be like that. Before you carry on, it's good. Say all you got to say, but give me 40 seconds to explain my side of the story. Now you talk.
Okay, he's got the ump because the fridge is full, the freezer's full, and it's all for Christmas and Boxing Day and up to the New Year. And it's things like buffet stuff and different cheeses and things like that. Now, he had I don't know what he's eating today, except this morning he had a double breakfast, which was 4 eggs, 4 sausages, 4 rashers of bacon and a whole heap of beans because it was meant to be for 2 people. Did you have anything else during the day?
No.
He didn't have anything else. And then this evening he's had Morley's, which is chicken and chips, a sandwich from the co-op, and paella.
You don't want sugar?
No, thanks. No. So he's not very happy that I won't let him have. I won't let him have any mini eggs or anything like that.
Are you done?
Go on then. Don't shout into it.
Not from now. I'm just going to go to the fridge and tell you what's in the fridge.
Oh, no.
I've only got 40 seconds to tell you that. Listen, I've had the whole world. I've eaten too many things. I agree. But 40 seconds, I'm still hungry. I'm human. Right? There's a lot of... The fridge is packed full. There's no space to put anything. You got sausage, all that. A lot of bread and all that, and mini eggs and all that. The cupboard, you got too many things there. There's no space to put anything in there. And you can't have anything. You know why? It's Christmas. Christmas time, people starve. And then they start eating a lot of stuff on Boxing Day.
No, Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day or Boxing Day, but for Christmas Eve, like she rightly said. But before then, you have to starve.
You haven't starved.
What a tradition. It's beautiful.
You haven't starved, though. You haven't starved, have you?
You got a place.
Where do you want your thing, ma'am?
Pardon?
Where do you want it to?
What?
Your latte.
Oh, you've made me a latte.
You know what I
What do you mean? Hold on a minute. What do you want it to?
See, if you have a drink before 12 o'clock or before 2 o'clock or whatever, there's a time limit. You have a drink before then, say you're an alcoholic.
Yeah, you are in this country.
In this country. But in Africa, you drink what you want to drink. You don't have to get drunk and lay on the road and kill people and do nonsense. But if you drink before so and so time, you're an alcoholic in this country. In Africa, when you want to drink, you drink what you want to drink. But in this country, you have to starve before Christmas and Christmas Eve and all that. You eat, and that's a tradition.
No, you don't. You don't starve. You just don't eat the Christmas food. There's
you
meat.
You have a lot of food where you're going to have space to put it on, but you can't eat it. It's tradition. That's what I'm trying to say to you.
Well, that's how it is at Christmas. I'm sure it's not the only household where it's like that. I said, just that's the way it is. You've had plenty to eat. You can't be really hungry. You're only hungry because you know you can't eat what's in there. It's the same for me. I can't eat it either.
That's why we're on the same page. All I'm saying is it's a tradition. That's what I'm saying.
But
you accept it as a tradition.
Well, accept it as a tradition then. Stop moaning.
That's because he wants to convince you that it was a tradition. When you know it's not past, that's a tradition.
It's not exactly a tradition. It's
you said to me that's the way it is at
Christmas.
Well,
that's the way it is.
So what do you call it the way it is?
Oh, shut up.
It's tradition. That's common sense.
Catch him. He's going out. Come on out, you old git. Boo-boo, come on.
He's over here.
I don't really want him in here this time of night. He can go out for a while. He's getting on my nerves.
See, I'm used to our meetings. You dance hard.
I'm not dancing around anything. It's It's not exactly a tradition. Who started this? Yes. Oh, thank you. I've got my Christmas pudding.
Yeah. Something happens over and over and over again in a certain place.
What's on my audio book?
Well, that's my tradition.
If something happens over and over again.
In a certain location, wouldn't that be unique to that location?
Thank you. I'm having my Christmas. Right, now I'm end of conversation.
Common sense!
Right, shut up. Right, I'm eating my Christmas pudding now.
We've got lots of food in the house right now. I can't eat it because.
Because you're a greedy
git. Hold on. That's not the reason why. Because
it is.
We had that food on Christmas Day and Boxing Day. I accept it. But all I'm saying, tell me it's a tradition. And what I said, you said to me, your mom did say to me that that's the way that Christmas, that's how we have Christmas. Come on, that's tradition.
Yeah, that does sound like tradition.
That's not a tradition to me. I'm just saying it's not tradition. It took a long time to convince that this is tradition.
When Connor came in the house, it's not just you. I said to Connor, you can't eat most of that food in there. I told him what he can eat. I can't eat it.
That's still a tradition.
That's still a tradition, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, calm down. For God's sake, you
fucking div. You are difficult. It took Connor 2 seconds. It's a tradition.
Now Connor can't have a bottle of water.
That is tradition, Connor. That is tradition. You can't have it,
right?
It is tradition. The hell? God. Listen. In this country, you get a bottle of beer, you got brandy before 12 o'clock. Before 2 o'clock, you're an alcoholic. You're an alky. Tradition. Africa, 6 a.m.
Yeah, but you're all alkies in Africa. That's why.
I agree with you, but the tradition here is before a certain time you drink alcohol, you're an alcoholic.
You don't get up in the morning. Listen, it's not a tradition. If you get up in the morning here and drink, that's you're an alcoholic.
I wouldn't say that was a tradition.
It's not, is it, Connor?
Because at the station,
no.
They've said to me, no, I can't have beer before 12.
Well, that's not a tradition.
That's just a way of life. Yeah, I don't mean that's a tradition. Tradition is like having a Christmas tree at Christmas or having turkey at Christmas or something like that, whereas
that
makes a lot of sense.
Alcohol, if people get straight up and drink, that's alcoholism.
Probably in the UK.
It certainly is here.
When I was growing up, my father had a...
Fucking hell, who started this?
Under his bed, in the morning time.
No wonder you've taken after him.
I'm a little bit there. It's nothing.
Well, it is here.
Yeah, what are you?
An alcoholic.
There we go.
Yeah.
Tradition.
Well, it's not tradition. It's just, that's not tradition. It's very nice coffee. I like my gingerbread latte.
You can't have a tradition, Connor.
I'll knock him out in a minute, I swear.
Tradition.
Let him have a latte if he wants. Why, it's Christmas.
It's tradition. It's not Christmas Eve yet, is it?
Well, I've had one. And I've had a Christmas decoration off the tree.
If I understand you, you can see or you can't touch. Tradition.
That's it.
Ridiculous.
But the thing is, if you're meant to have people coming up on Christmas Day,
this is my point. On that very day, you're going to open all this stuff at the same time.
No, we're not going to open all of it. No, we're not going to waste all. We're not going to open all of it. That's just it.
I've seen how we
done. But if we don't want to have things that are half eaten when people come up, because you wouldn't fancy it, I wouldn't. If there are people that opened it and had all their hands in it, no, you don't do that.
Tradition.
Whatever it is, it's the way it is. So keep your hands out of the fridge and the cupboards.
Connor doesn't have a point about the alcohol thing. That's the only tradition. That's the way people look at it.
Exactly, and that I had a point because I told you the same thing.
Well, the part of the Christmas part of it, that is tradition.
Okay, well, this debate will rumble on, folks.
Connor? Connor?
Yeah?
I think you do have a point about the alcohol thing.
Hang on.
So do I.
You said that,
so
we can't shut up.
I think you have a point about the alcohol thing. You just said that because people drink alcohol before a certain time, that's not a tradition down here. It's just a thing. Mm-hmm. But the part about the Christmas part where you can't eat, you can see, but you can't touch. That's tradition.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like you don't open your presents till Christmas Day. It's the same thing.
And what do you call that?
Well, it is a tradition, yes. But there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. You did, because you can't stop moaning about it. You can't have this and you can't have that.
All I'm saying to you, call it what it is. It is tradition.
Connor, help me. Merry Christmas, everybody. And a bloody happy bloody new bloody year.
Call it what it is. It's tradition.